This evening we begin the first of three shiurim on themes in Sefer Devarim, and so we're not sticking exclusively to any particular parsha. And what I believe is appropriate to look at, since this is the first in our series on Sefer Devarim, is the nature and content of Sefer Devarim. That's going to occupy our attention for some time. And there is no better way to begin than to refer to the Ohel Yaakov, which is the Peirush al HaTorah from the Maggid of Dubna. And the Maggid says as follows: V'hine shoalti espi mori v'rebi hu Rabbeinu HaKadosh Hagon Hechosid Moreinu HaRav Eliyahu miVilna. So I asked the Gaon of Vilna, Ma haHevdel, what is the difference bein HaTorah HaKadosha, between the rest of the Torah, Uvein Mishnah Torah, and Sefer Devarim? That's the question. V'yomar li, and he replied to me in the following way: Ki hu arba'ah svarim harishonim, that the first four svarim of Torah, hayu nishmoim mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yatzmo derech gerono shel Moshe. These four svarim were given to the Bnei Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu, through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking. Shechina midaberes mitoch grono shel Moshe. That is the phenomenon associated with the first four Svarim. Lo chein Sefer Devarim. But that is not so with the book of Devarim. Hayu Yisroel shomi imes divrei ha-sefer hazeh. Israel heard the words of this Sefer, Kasher Shomu Divrei HaNeviim Asher Achar Moshe, in the same way as Bnei Yisrael heard the contents of the Svarim of all the other Neviim, meaning Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar El HaNavi Hayom, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Navi one day, Uliyom Mochor, and on the next day, Holach HaNavi, the Navi goes, V'hishmiya hachazon el Yisrael, and informs Israel of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him. Ve'im Kain, said the Gaon, if that is so, v'eis asher diber hanavi el ho'om, at the time when the Navi is speaking to the people, hayonetak mimenu hadibur hu eloki, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice has ceased. That is the voice which came to him some time ago, and now the Navi in his own voice is giving over the contents of what was communicated to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein haya sefer devarim nishma el Yisrael mipi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom b'yatzma. So it was with sefer devarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the contents of sefer devarim at time A, and at time B, Moshe Rabbeinu informed the Bnei Yisrael these matters. So what we have at the moment is, according to the Gaon, what is at stake in the difference between Mishnah Torah and the rest of Torah is that in the rest of the Torah we have the phenomenon of Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe, and in Sefer Devarim that does not exist. Interestingly enough, the Maharal of Prague in the Sefer Tferes Yisrael, which is the Sefer associated with the Unionim of Matan Torah, the Maharal gives exactly the same distinction as found in the writings of the Gaon. And the Maharal goes on to say that this is indeed the Pshat in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Because the Gemara there refers to a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Ein mafsikin v'klolos. In the reading of the Tochacha, one is not allowed to make any interruptions. The individual is called up, we go straight through the Tochacha, and then at the end, the Brocho Achrono is made, but Ein mafsikin v'klolos, says the Gemara. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Lo shonu ela b'klolos shebeteras kehanim. When are you not allowed to make any interruption in the Tochacha, in the Tochacha, in Teras Kehanim, in Bechukosai? I will close seven mission of Torah, posek. But if one is reading, one is laning the tokacho in kisovo, you are allowed to make an interruption. Asks Abaye, my tamo, what is the reason why there should be a distinction? And answers, in regards to Tehar, Teras Kehanim, Moshe Mipi HaGevuro Amoron, Moshe Rabbeinu says it Mipi HaGevuro, whereas in regards to the Mishnah Torah, Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amoron. So therefore, says the Maharal of Prague, this is what the Gemara means. Mipi HaGevuro means Moshe Rabbeinu said it when Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, and in regards to the Mishnah Torah, when the Gemara says Mipi Atzmo, it means exactly as the Gaon has indicated, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the contents of Sefer Devarim to Moshe Rabbeinu at time A, and at time B, the contents were given over to Bnei Yisrael. Interestingly enough, just for the sake of completeness, the halacha of Ein Mafsikim Beklolos is brought down in Orach Chaim in Simen Tov Kaf Ches, and the Mishnah Brura in Siv Koton Yud Ches says exactly the same as is mentioned in the name of the Gaon and in the name of the Maharal, namely that Mipi Agvura means Shechina Midaberes Mitoch Grono, and Mipi Atzmo means that they were given over at a different time than they were received, as explained. So here we have one very interesting thesis as to the distinction between Sefer Devarim and the rest of Torah. What I want to draw your attention to is the fact that this particular thesis of the Gaon is not agreed on by everyone. And what I want to do now is to draw your attention to a comment of the Ramban, which you'll find in Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Beis. A lot of fascinating material. I have to tell you, to paraphrase the Abarbanel in Nevi'im or Rishonim, that the opportunities that I have taken to have a look at Sefer Devarim in the past have been very, very few. And now, Baruch Hashem, I have an authentic reason for looking further. Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Beis. Right? Shamor es yom hashavos lekadesho kasher tzivacho Hashem Elokecha. Okay, the pasuk really is not why I brought it, it's the Ramban's comment on the pasuk. You'll find the Ramban's comment that I want to refer to, just where the line widens in the Mikros Gedolos in the Ramban. Follow carefully, please. V'hanire b'yeinai al derech ha'emes bozeh gam b'chol Mishnah Torah. I want to indicate to you something which is extremely important here and in the entire Sefer Devarim. Now look what he says. Ki Moshe yedaber kemipi hagevura. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as if God is speaking. Ki Moshe yedaber kemipi hagevura. Kemoshe Omar. What do I mean by that? Look at the example he gives. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. What's this mitzvosai business? Eil hadavar masher diber Moshe. V'hoyim shomo atishmu el mitzvosai. Hashem anechi mitzav esechem ayom liyahavo es Hashem alokeichem. Going from the first to the third. Uliyav ve'vachol levavachem v'chol anshechem. And what will happen if you are loyal to the mitzvahs? Says Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nosati metar artzechem. I will give rain in its season. Zokter Ramban, v'yein Moshe hanosein motor al pnei ha'aretz. You should excuse me. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the one who gives rain on the earth. V'lo hanosein esev besode. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not the one who gives grass in the field. Elo mai, says the Ramban, that is the proof that Moshe yedaber kimipi hadvuro. Exactly what the Ramban means, we can deduce by referring to two acharonim who quote the same theme in the pasuk beginning of Ahoyim Shemoah. The first is the Nefesh HaChayim of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. And you will see that there is no doubt whatsoever what the Ramban is after. We come in to the Nefesh HaChaim in the middle of a section which is describing the greatness of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas in regards to all the other prophets, says Reb Chaim, the other prophets had to wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to give them prophecy. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he wished, he was able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indu ve'eshmo ma'yesava Hashem lochem. Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, and Moshe Rabbeinu continued to rise in regards to this particular matter of prophecy, ad she'olah b'yodo, until he succeeded, v'zocho eleho kodem silu kom min olam b'shleimus hayoser efshari v'cholach ha'odom liskos b'yodo bozeh olam. The Moshe Rabbeinu continued to improve in this element of prophecy until immediately prior to his leaving this world, he had achieved the highest level which it is possible for the individual to achieve in the realms of prophecy. And what is the proof that he achieved the highest that it is possible to achieve? K'moshe motzino b'mishneh Torah v'parshas v'hoyuim shomoah. We see it when we refer to the parsha v'hoyuim shomoah. Shetechilo amah, because at one point Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in the third person, Liyahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, to love the Lord your God. So he's speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'teikav lo b'posuk shiacharov, and immediately in the next posuk, Omar b'loshim medavav v'yado, he speaks in the first person. V'nosati mitar artzechem, shehu hanosin v'hapoel. As if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is giving all these things. How was he able to do this? How is it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to be referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third person and then all of a sudden to speak as if he, Kiviyachol, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki hisbatel b'yenei asmo mimetzius klol. Because the ultimate madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved in Sefer Devarim was that he lost his own individual identity. He became subsumed and totally identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that he couldn't see any difference. The Aten had Hadvekim Bashem Elokeichem. V'rak HaShechino Levad HaMidaberet. Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, so when it says v'nosati, what it means is Shechina Medaberes mitoch grono shel Moshe. This is the ultimate Shechina Medaberes, because here you see Moshe Rabbeinu speaking as if he, Kiviyachol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. Lochein amar v'nosati v'zeh sheyomru, and that is what Chazal meant when they said in the Zohar Parshas Pilchos, Shechina midaberes mitoch krona shel Moshe, u'kamosha omar akosav, as the pasuk says, te el pe adaber bo, mouth to mouth do I speak in him, v'lo kisiv elav. It doesn't mean mouth to mouth do I speak to him, but rather mouth to mouth do I speak in him, v'socho mamish. So there is no doubt in my mind that when the Ramban uses the words ki Moshe yedaber ki mipi hagavura and quotes as the proof for hoyim shemayah v'nosati medar artzichem, the Ramban is saying, on the contrary, Sefer Devarim is the ultimate in shechina medaberes mitoch krona shel Moshe. And when we look into the Or Torah, which is a perush from Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chover Zatzal, who was the Rav in Tiktin and later on in Suvalk, one of the Gedolim, this is a perush of his on the Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah, which some of you may have seen. It's a Sefer which was written by the brother of the Gaon of Vilna. Now look what he says here. We're not going to go into the esoterics, but see what it is that he mentions in regards to our theme. HaKavona Vazeliani is Daiti. Sheyodua Shenishmas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom Meir B'chol Nishmos Tamidei Chachomim Shebador. That the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu finds an echo in the neshamos of every Talmud Chacham in the generation. V'yetzem nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom davuk bo yisborach. And we know that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu's was totally identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, Shechina hayesam medaberes mitoch krono. And how do I prove it? והרי במשנה תורה שאומר משה רבינו והיה ושמוע תלמוד תוסי ליהבוס השם אלוקיכם, speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third person, כסיב אחרוב, it says afterwards, ונוסעתי מתר ארצכם, וזה עצם מאמר HaKadosh Baruch Hu בעצמו, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. And all of a sudden it went from the third person into the first person, because Moshe Rabbeinu here is subject to the phenomenon of Shekhinah Midaberes Mitochka. So what we have here, most interestingly, if one wants to look into this matter a little more deeply, we have a machlokas between the Gaon and his favorite disciple. The Gaon says, on the contrary, Shekhinah Midaberes Mitochka Shel Moshe was the phenomenon which was dafka absent in Sefer Devarim, and Reb Chaim Ivelojan Tainis that Shekhinah Midaberes Mitochka Shel Moshe reached its zenith in Sefer Devarim. Of course, as some of you may know, and if not, I will point it out to you, there will be a great difficulty now in understanding the Gemara in Megillah. Because the Gemara in Megillah says that the reason why it is possible to be matzik in the klolos of Mishnah Torah is because Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzmo, which seems to indicate that there is a lesser, if one dare use the word, a lesser level in Sefer Devarim than in the first four Svarim. And even if we want to suggest, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Lekutei Sichus, I think it's in Topshin Chav Beis, suggests that the word Mipi Atzmo is not to be translated as if it was written Mei Atzmo, but Mipi Atzmo actually means that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking with the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Mipi Atzmo means. And there is a Zohar to that effect in Sefer Vayikro and Davzayin Amud Aleph. But even if we are to meddle with the word Mipi Atzmo and to suggest that it means Shekhinah Midaberes Mitoch Grona Shel Moshe, but we're still left with the problem, Eivazeh, so what is the difference between being Mafzik in the Klolos and Teres Kaihanim and being Mafzik in the Klolos and Mishnah Torah? So here we have a bit of a problem. So here we have the two opinions. What I would like to refer you to now, and it is something very, very special, and that is the Netziv, which you have here in the HaMikdover. It's heavy material, but it is extremely rewarding. The Netziv agrees with the thesis as we have developed it in the name of the Ramban, Reb Chaim Ivelojan, and Reb Yitzchak Isaac Kover. Namely, that Shekhinah Midaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe is a phenomenon which is associated equally with Sefer Devarim. Now, he is commenting on a posuk in, it is in Perek Lamed Aleph, posuk Yutes. Something very, very majestic. Ve'ato, and now, kisvu lochem et ha-shiro azos, write for yourself this shiro, the lando es b'nei Yisrael, and teach it to b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem, put it in their mouths. So the instruction is to write it down, and then to teach b'nei Yisrael. Says the Netziv, follow carefully, lefi hapshat, according to the simple understanding of these words, Mazhir le Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exhorting Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyichtov es Hashiro Azos beSefer Torah, that he should write Hazinu on parchment, the Yelamdo es B'nei Yisrael, and teach it to the B'nei Yisrael after it's been written down. Delo kochol parshios Shiva Torah, unlike all the other parshios in Torah, Shemitechilo, where to begin with, Dibur Moshe Baltel Yisrael, Kemoshe Shomam Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu informs the entire people orally, V'achakach Kosav, and after that he writes it down, Avol Shirat HaZinu, but not so in the case of the Shiro of HaZinu. Hisiro Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhorts him that firstly, Sheyichtov v'yigmor Torah, first he has to write it down, Ulelameid es b'nei Yisroel mitoch haktav, and he has to teach it to the b'nei Yisroel from the book. Kedin Torah shebichsav bizman hazeh. Like we do. We open the sefer, we look, and we learn. That is the way Moshe Rabbeinu is to give over Shirat HaZinu. Write it down first, and then teach it to the people, mitoch haksav. Unlike the rest of Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Yisrael orally to begin with, and then when they had been informed, he wrote it down. V'chein asa Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu did so. K'mevur l'holon chofez, when it says later on in Pasuk chofez, v'yichtov Moshe, he writes it down, and then v'yachakein v'yalamdo, then he teaches. U'mishum hochi, now says the Netziv, something most gorgeous. If one can use that word, but it is so applicable in this case. In Shirat HaZinu, my friends, we come across a pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I come to call upon the name of Hashem, I will offer greatness to our God. From which the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph learns that before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha. Minayin lebichas haTorah lefonav min haTorah, shneemar, kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Says the Netziv, how come that we never came upon the duty to make a bracha of learning Torah until Shiras HaZinu? It's like a good kasha. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the mathematics for 40 years. He was teaching them Torah. And the makor to make a bracha on learning Torah does not appear until HaZinu. Says the Netziv, you know why? Because the chiyuv, the duty to make a bracha where before you learn Torah is when you learn Torah naturally. But when you hear Torah in a miraculous fashion, there is no chiyuv to make a bracha. In the same way, says the Netziv, as the chiyuv to daven Shmoneh Esrei is a chiyuv only when the world is being conducted according to the natural order. But when the world is being conducted in a miraculous fashion, as it was for the Bnei Yisrael during the 40 years of the Midbar, there was no duty to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Because these are elements of our faith, which are only appropriate when Olam Kimin Hagolo Hay, when the world is being conducted under the natural order. But if there is a miraculous order, there is nothing. Let us go through this. Says in its here, and because it was first written down, for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu did exactly like we do, to make a bracha before you come to teach the Torah from the text, etc. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't make a bracha before learning Torah up to now. V'hatam haino, the reason is, mishum shiad ko hoyo biyopin, shahashechina midaberes mitoch grono. Because I agree with Reb Chaim Ivelazhin, and I agree with the Ramban, and I agree with Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover, that the whole of Sefer Devarim up to this moment was shechina midaberes mitoch grono, which means the communication of Torah in a miraculous fashion. But who derech nisi? That's miraculous. Shein ton bracha, which is not required by the Torah to have a bracha recited before learning in that fashion. Ukemoli inyan parnosalo is followed by midbar. Machma shahoya hakol be'edelech neis kemoshiko safti b'sefer b'midbar perikom posuk yud gimel. For which reason, kachlo b'reich ala Torah b'shoh shahoya sodelech neis. That is why Moshe Rabbeinu never made a bracha before learning Torah when it was performed b'edelech neis. But Shiras HaZinu, where it was written down and taught me Teich HaKsav, that had to have a bracha recited first. V'hainu dichsiv, and that is what it means when it says later on, V'yavo Moshe, V'yidaber eskol divrei Hashiro Hazos b'yaznei ho'om, hu v'hosheya, etc. Now, let us go further. A few lines from the bottom. Kol zed, the reason is as follows. Sorry. Why all of a sudden is Yehoshua involved in this process? Says the Netziv, because at this particular moment in time, just before Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, the phenomenon of Shechina Midaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe deserted him. And because it deserted him, he had to teach it like any other teacher out of the book. And because he couldn't get to the people in one go, because the voice of the Shechina was no longer speaking through him, so he had to have help. And the help had to come from Yehoshua. It's called the Higia Le Moshe Rabbeinu B'Shiras HaAzinu. All this happened in Shiras HaAzinu, that Shechina Midaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe vanished. V'hu Mishum Sheheichel Oro Lichos. And the reason is because all of a sudden his light began to wane, and that was HaAzinu. Ah, you'll say to me, what about B'Zais HaBrocha? Says the Netziv, Ad shehigia lifnei moso mamish, until he came to the few moments before his death mamish, his kaber horor, all of a sudden his light strengthened itself. V'yomar parshas v'zeis habrocha baal peh, and he said the entire parsha of zeis habrocha to the entire people. V'yoso koach shehoyo tomid, with the same strength that he had originally. How come? Kederech ner, like a light, hakoveh, which is going to go out. Just before it goes out, it gives that moment of illumination like it used to have. So what we've added from the Netziv is a masterpiece. The reason why Shiras HaAzinu was written down first and then taught is because Shechina Midaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe, which is a phenomenon of Sefer Devarim, did not exist at Shiras HaAzinu. That is why it had to be written down, and as a text it was given over to the Bnei Yisrael. For which reason, since it was given over as a written text, like you and I learn nowadays, for which reason the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah does not appear before Shiras HaAzinu. That is a phenomenon. And when we come to B'zayis HaBrocha, nevertheless, the Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe is something which is restored, because prior to his death, as it were, there is a spurt. And the phenomenon reasserts itself. Interestingly enough, from the world of Chassidus, we have something similar. Reb Levi Yitzchok Miberedichev, who speaks rather in the area of Aspaklario Hame'iro and Aspaklario She'en Hame'ino Me'iro, echoes our shir on Matos Masei, the Kedushas Levi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is known by Aspaklario Hame'iro, because Moshe Rabbeinu perceived everything with such clarity. Horaya, says the Kedushas Levi, a child can understand Torah. But you give a child Yeshaya and Yechezkel and Yirmiyah, they're not able. Even though the Torah contains the most profound insights, but there is a level on which every single individual can understand. So Aspaklario Hame'iro exists throughout the entire Torah, says the Kedushas Levi, with one exception. Shiras HaAzinu. You put a child in front of HaAzinu. Yisovavena Yavona Nenu. Yitzrenu ki shone no. Goes to love Yerachethus. Yizivachemus. HaAzinu is difficult. HaAzinu looks like Yechezkel. Says to Kedushas Levi, because the phenomenon of Aspaklaria Hama'ira was missing from one Sedrin Devarim. HaAzinu. So then it's if time is Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe is missing in HaAzinu, and the Kedushas Levi time is that Aspaklaria Hama'ira was missing in Shiras HaAzinu. Rather interesting how these two luminaries come together in this particular matter. Okay. So now we come to the final assessment of what Sefer Devarim, what the nature of Sefer Devarim is. And in order to have a look at that, we consult the Or HaChaim HaKadosh at the beginning of the Sefer. Let me read out first the Pasuk, and then we will have a look at the comment of the Or HaChaim. Eile ha-devorim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael b'yevar ha-yardain. These are the words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the entire Israel b'yevar ha-yardain, across the Jordan, and then goes on to describe the various places. Now the Rechaim HaKadosh has a major problem, and that is that whenever a pasuk begins with Eile, it comes to disqualify what has gone before. Posele Tony Shonim. So why would this sefer begin with the word Eile? Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Eile, whenever the word Eile occurs, mi'eit hakodem. It comes to exclude that which has gone before. So what does it mean in this context? Follow carefully, please. Perush, the explanation is, Lefi she'omar, because the pasuk goes on to say, Asher diber Moshe, these are the words which Moshe spoke, Sheheim divrei atzmo, because they are his own words. And we will see from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh's comments that what he means by the words divrei atzmo is that these are the words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke without having been communicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Divrei Atzma. Shekol HaSefer, because we know that the entire Sefer are Tochochos, rebukes, Umusar, exhortation, Mi Moshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Le'oveir Pi Hashem, to those who transgress the word of Hashem. And I prove it to you that they are Divrei Atzmo. The Yomru Zal, because the Gemara says in Megillah L'Amidalah from Beis, Kelolos Sheve Mishneh Torah, that the curses which are mentioned in Devarim, Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amoron, Moshe Rabbeinu said them Mipi Atzmo. They are his own invention. You say to me, Moshe Rabbeinu amplifies on many of the mitzvot which are contained in previous Svarim, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, lo nitzdaveh asos kein. He wasn't commanded to do so. It's all off his own bat. Therefore you have to be told, Eile hadavorim asher diber Moshe. These and only these, to exclude the previous four Svarim. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, V'chosh HaKosuv Lomar. Therefore the Pasuk was most anxious to point out, Ki kederech she'omar Moshe mipi atzmo. Sorry, V'chosh HaKosuv Lomar. The Pasuk was afraid, lest we might think, Ki kederech she'omar Moshe mipi atzmo devorim ke'ele. That in the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu said these words in this sefer on his own, Kamo chein b'ma'amorim hakodmim, Omar Moshe mipi atzmo ezadover. You might have thought similarly in the first four svarim, there are contained elements of Moshe Rabbeinu's own invention. Loze Omar, therefore the pasuk has to say, Eile hadavorim, meaning, Eile levad, only these, Heim hadavorim asher diber Moshe divrei atzmo. These are the only words where Moshe Rabbeinu said from himself. Avol kol hakodem bedalet chumashim, but everything else which precedes in the previous four volumes, lo omar afilu os achas meyatzmo. Not even one letter was said on his own. Ela hadavorim sheyotu mipi hametzuvek etzuroson. But they are words which came out from him, having been commanded to utter them, below shum shinui, afilu os achas yesera o chasera. Now, I have to tell you that this comment of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is a cause of great consternation amongst the rabbis. Knowing the Or HaChaim HaKadosh as they do, and as we presume to do, they know that there is no way in which the Or HaChaim HaKadosh can offer an interpretation which flies in the face of Chazal. And Chazal say quite distinctly in Gemara Sanhedrin that if a person comes along and says the entire Torah was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the exception of one letter which was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu in his own right, that particular gentleman, quote unquote, qualifies as an apikoros. And here is a renowned gentleman coming along and saying that the entire Sefer Devarim is a product of Moshe Rabbeinu's tochocha and musar, doesn't invoke the word nevuah, doesn't invoke the word ruach hakodesh. So what are we going to do? We have to offer some interpretation which will reconcile the Or HaChaim HaKadosh with the classic traditional accepted norms of what is in Torah and what is not in Torah. And surprisingly enough, the majority of those who comment on the Orachayim, for instance, there is the Kli Chemda, there is the Tcheles Mordechai, and a number of others, they suggest a thesis in the Orachayim HaKadosh, which is stated explicitly in the Malbim. So in order to understand what they say in the Orachayim HaKadosh, we look to our final offering on this page, and that's the Malbim. The Pasuk, of course, is Pasuk Beis. Okay. Says the Malbim, follow carefully. Ritzono lomar. What the Pasuk means to say is as follows. Hine hadavorim oele. You have to know that all that is contained in Sefer Devarim, Diber Moshe Midas Atmo. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Midas Atmo. From himself. Vizmanim Mechulofim. Various times. Kederech Hadoresh Vahamochiach. They were a collection of sermons. Elahavdol, of course. Velo Hoyo Lo Reshus Lekos Vom Besefer. But he was given no permission to write them down. The Afim Hoya Kosvam, and even were Moshe Rabbeinu at that stage to have written them down, Lo Hoya Bohem Kedusha Sefer Torah, they would have had no Kedusha whatsoever. It would have been a novel. Nothing more. Torah Shumochiach. Rak Hoya in Yonam Kedivre Tochocha Shenemru Alfichochem. Originally, the birth of the contents of Sefer Devarim, says the Malbim, was a collection of ethical exhortations by a famous rabbi. No more. Waiting for a publisher? I don't know. But that's what they were. Oh, can Devarim Shadibar Ish Horuach Baruch HaKodesh? Or at most we can say they were the inspired words of a man who was inspired with Ruach HaKodesh. But to be inspired by Ruach HaKodesh doesn't qualify them to be included, not in Torah, and not in Nevi'im. If anything, it's qualified to be included in Ktuvim. Because Torah is Aspaglari Amihira, Nevi'im is Nevuah, and Ktuvim is Ruach HaKodesh. So when they originally came into the world, they had absolutely nothing at all to do with the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Avol bi'arboim shana, but this Pasuk Gimel is telling us that it came to pass in the 40th year, Be'echad l'chodesh Shavat, in the first of the month of Shavat, Tzivo lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'omram sheinis li'yisoyl v'tzivoy mipi ha'gavura. When it came to the 40th year on the first of Shavat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to say over what you said originally, and I want you to say it over in the order in which I tell you to say it. So now the instruction to say it over comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what were originally the words of Moshe Rabbeinu as individual now become Nevuah as communicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki omalo, because Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as it were to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber el b'nei Yisroel le'mor, v'chein sivolo, and so he commanded him, Sheyichtevein v'sefer mipi Hashem, that he should write them into a sefer mipi Hashem, v'sheyomrein v'sheyichtevein, and that he should say them over and write them, lo kefi asey the sheomram biyudalef mekomos hanal, not as in the order in which he said them in the 11 places mentioned above, like v'sey del acher shesid el Hashem, but rather in another state. Now look what happens here. Let's have a look at the psukim. Have a look at the psukim. Eile hadvorim asher dibe Moshe kol yisil v'yevon ha'yadein. You should know that the contents of this sefer, says the Malbim, interpreting the Pasuk, are words which Moshe Rabbeinu originally said to the Bnei Yisrael in various places. Bamidbar, Oarovo, Molzu, Bein Paron, Bein Tofel, Levon, V'chatzeros, V'dizahol. These are words which had been said over a long period at various places. And that's all they ever were. Comments, remarks, ethical exhortations, which had been mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu as part of his leadership of Bnei Israel throughout those 40 years. However, when it came to the 40th year, the year of his death, on the first of Shabbat, Dibermoshel b'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said them over again. Why? Kechol asher tzivo Hashem, oso aleihem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you've got to say it over to Satan Ma. So what we have here, say the Mephoroshim, is really what the Yorachayim HaKadosh is after. The Yorachayim HaKadosh says that the words of Sefer Devarim are Divrei Atzmo. They are his own invention. Says the Malbim, of course they are. That's how they came into the world originally, as the invention of the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu. But why are they part of Torah? Because after they had been given over to the B'nai Yisrael over a period of 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go out and say them all over again. And I want you to write them down. And that communication ensures that Sefer Devarim now is no longer merely a volume of ethical exhortation, but is actually a Sefer of Torah. So it is the instruction to say them over Shanis to the B'nai Yisrael and to write it down, which transforms the Sefer into a volume composed by the human mind, and a volume which is composed under prophecy with the instruction to write it down. So we have exhausted the various views which have been expressed in regards to Shechinah Medaberes Mitoch Kol Shel Moshe, whether it's appropriate or not to say for the Devarim, the Machlokes which we brought before, and also the Yorachayim HaKadosh, which we have to explain according to the Malbim. What I would like to offer now, as our final offering of the evening, is something that I just couldn't resist. It is so beautiful. I had occasion to mention it at a Simcha in Yerushalayim a couple of weeks ago. Something very, very special. And it's a It's an episode, it's a section from Emes Liyankov. The more I look into Rav Yankov, I have to tell you, the more I am absolutely astounded. Somebody said to Rav Shach that they called this day for Emes Liyankov, and he said it's Pasach, because he never said anything which wasn't. Very unusual gentleman. My cousin told me a story about him, that somebody gave him, for Rosh Hashanah, gave him a present of a Becher. And the next day they found Rav Yankov in a jeweler's with a Becher. And the rumor spread throughout Monsey that he pawns gifts that people give him And Rav Yankov got to hear about it, and unlike him, he stood up in shul. And he said, people want to know, he says, I'm afraid to say it, people want to know, he says, what I was doing with the Becher that somebody gave me as a gift in a jeweler shop. He said, I was having it valued for income tax. Get a gift, you have to pay tax. I have to know how much it's worth so that I'll be able to pay income tax. This was the gentleman of whom we speak. Something very, very special. Other people tying to the mantle of the Meshech Chochma went on to the Emes Liyankov. And you'll see here, he has a theme with which one can travel the world. This is a pasuk which is referring to the ceremony of Hakeil. We come up to Yerushalayim, and the king reads from the Torah. Says Rav Yankov, Tiresh Rashi v'zeleshene, Rashi says, Hamelech hayokorei mitechilas eile hadevarim. What did the king read? He read from the beginning of Devarim. V'chein hetik ha-Ramban, the Ramban says the same thing. And goes on to say, you might have thought that the word Tikroet HaTorah Hazos refers to the entire Torah that has to be read by the king in Hakeil. No. It refers to Sefer HaDevarim. So you see here that it is the opinion of Chazal and the Rishonim, that the king had to read out Sefer Devarim in front of the people. The Yeshlem Ayer Inyan, then we have to investigate. Manishtana Sefer Devarim, Shehu Nivchai Lihiyos Nikroa Yadei Hamelech. Why did the king have to read out Zafka Sefer Devarim? Is there more chashivas in Sefer Devarim than the rest of the Torah that the Melech Dafka has to read out Sefer Devarim? Follow carefully, please. So he offers one interpretation, which I've omitted. Od Nir Lilavayr. I would like to interpret further, to offer an answer. Tehine be Yehoshua, because in the book of Yehoshua it says, Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha, this Sefer HaTorah shall not depart from your mouth. What is it referring to? That's Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Yehoshua, says Rashi, Sefer Mishneh Torah Hayalafon. You've got to keep the book of Devarim with you at all times, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua. The source of this comment of Rashi is Bereishis Rabba. For Hainu the Sfirle Lechazal, and Chazal obviously are of the opinion that when it says in Parshas Shoftim, in Parshas HaMelech, the Kosav Lewis, Mishnah HaTorah Hazos, it doesn't mean he shall write for himself a second Sefer Torah, only. Lo koizel Sefer Torah Sheni Bilavad, who Kamosha Pidichur Azal Mesechus Sanhedrin, Elada HaMelech, Tzorich Gam Sefer Meyuchud Shal Sefer Devarim. Something mystic. Sefer Devarim has got a shaykhus with a king. He's got to write it of all the other Sforim. It's got to be with him at all times. The Hogis of a Yeman Valayla. Why? Says Rabbi Yankov. Uvir Inyan Zer. The explanation of this phenomenon is to Sefer Devarim Kosav Moshe Kisharah Shebnei Yisrael Omdimli Konech Lielet Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Devarim when he saw Jews about to enter the Holy Land. And therefore he composed a Sefer which is going to contain all those elements of our national institutions which are appropriate to our life in our own country. Because is the king not responsible that the national life shall be conducted according to the laws of the Torah? And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu arranged this volume, so that the king will know how to lead the people. So the national institutions, everything of national import is in the Torah. Now that Israel is standing, prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Yehoshua is taking over the scepter of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu, Sivo Hashem Yisborach commands him, Yehoshua Shelo Yomush Sefer Devarim, which is Sefer Hanhogas HaMelech Miyado, Eloyeh Gebo Yomam Olam. So if you want to know, once we've stopped speaking about the nature of Sefer Devarim, and now we're speaking about the content of Sefer Devarim, says Rabbi Yankov, what is the content of Sefer Devarim? The content of Sefer Devarim are all those in Yonim which pertain to our national life. I repeat, it contains all those in Yonim which pertain to our national life. Not the life of the individual, our national life. That's one thing that he says in Parshas Vayelech. Looking through in Parshas Ki Tsetse, we come across a number of prohibitions, quite lengthy, of those people who are not allowed to marry into the fold. Are not allowed to marry into the fold. Lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem. Doesn't mean a mamzer can't become a yid. Could very well be that he is. Puts on tefillin like everybody else. Davens like everybody else. Lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem means he's not allowed to marry into the fold. And that's a whole lengthy list of those people who are not allowed to marry into our in amongst us. Says Rabbi Yankov, "B'yemes yesh lanu liyayin." In truth, we have to investigate. My in yonim shall call dinei ishus in esuim b'sefer devarim. What are laws of marriage doing in sefer devarim? Tahalo biyaki bekama makomos. Did I not explain in many places the Biyemis Sefer Devarim, who Sefer Hanogei Lamelech Ulyunyon Eid Sefer? Sefer Devarim has to do with our national life. What problems of who you may marry and who you may not marry got to do with Sefer Devarim? Marriage is a private affair. What's it got to do with Sefer Devarim? And I explained to you, we'll just go over it quickly. I explained to you that Sefer Devarim is who Sefer Hanogei Lamelech Ulyunyon Eid Sefer. V'hayinu Shemoshe B'yom Debi Avos Mo V'Roshu Ulyikonsu Yetzel Hichlit Lachzor L'Shelos Etzal Mitzvah Sanogos El Atzibur V'Haklal. וחל קוניוני הנוגס המלחומו והמשפט, all the laws of war are in save of the volume, the laws of the judiciary are in save of the volume, because they pertain to the national life of the people. That's what they're doing there. כדי שהמלך החודש בני ישראל ידעו מעלה עצוס בי קונסום לירץ ישראל. That's what they're doing in Sefer Devarim, because it's a book all about our national life. אבל מדוע נכתבו דינים אלו של ממזר? What are all these dinim about? Who may marry into the fold? And the laws of Yivum, the laws of Gittin. Hallo lichura mekomam hu b'sefer vayikra, im shor hilchus arayos uchadome. That's a marvelous passion. All the laws of whom one is not allowed to have a sexual relationship with are mentioned in Achrei Mos. We read them out. Menche Yom Kippur. I would have thought this list about who you may marry and who you may not marry should be printed there. What are these people doing being mentioned in Sefer Devarim, which again I repeat is a Sefer which is addressing the national pattern of our lives. My friends, Rabbi Yaakov speaks. Avol nira mizeh, one can deduce therefore from this, the fact that they are included, she'inyan hanisuin eitzel b'nei Yisrael, that marriage amongst our people, eino inyan prati hanogea lishnei hatzedodim u'mishpachtom b'levat. That marriages are not affairs which involve only the two parties, the first party or the first party, and the first party or the second party. Not so. Elohu nogea lekohol kula. Marriage is a national event. Marriage is not a private event. Et avot. Elohu nogea lekohol kula. Sha'al yedei nisu'ov, because it is through marriage. Nichnes habochol lekahal yisrael v'nihye kechelik v'yatzibur. You want to know when a Jew becomes a member of the Jewish nation? When he gets married. Because the nation is built on families. As long as the individual remains single, the individual is Jewish. Chas v'sholom, nobody will take away his or her Jewishness. But you want to know when the individual enters into the national life of our people? Through marriage. Therefore, and look at the diuk that he makes, it's a chagrinus. Mi she'eino yocholi nosei, a person who is not allowed to marry amongst Jews, nikro batoru v'loshen chazal v'shem pesule kohol. When you look at the words pesule kohol, I would have thought it means a person is not allowed to convert into our people, disqualified from the congregation. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if I understand him right, when you use Pesulei Kohol in connection with those people who are not allowed to marry into our fold, it doesn't mean that they are not allowed to become part of the congregation. It means they are excluded from the national aspect of our people's lives. Because the national aspect of our lives depends on the homes and families, not on the individual. And goes further. It means he is disqualified from becoming a part of our nation. Therefore, anything that has to do with marriage, me mutter, who is permitted to marry? Who must I mutter? When is it permitted? And how are these matters negotiated? This is all part of the national life of our people. And that is why these dinim are found in Sefer Devarim. Because marriage is a national occasion, not a private occasion. And goes on further. And that is the reason why Shem Chosen Mispalel Beveisa Knesses. If the chosen during the week of Sheva Brachas happens to go to shul, it's been known to happen. The entire congregation are exempted from saying tachnun. If I go to a base oveil, there's no tachnun said. But if an oveil comes during the Sheva week to shul, the kehillah says tachnun. ולמותינו דין זה ביהיה באובל רחמון ליצון, שאינו פוטל את הציב המחמוסו שלו בביסו איבל. Why? Why does the chosen exempt? And the yovel doesn't? Because the grief of the yovel is private. The joy of the chosen is national. אלא משום ששמחס חוסן אינו רק שמחוסו, אלא שמחס כל הציב. The joy and the happiness and the celebration is not pertaining to one individual. Marriage has to do with the nation. And every marriage that takes place amongst our people is an occasion for national celebration. The kulam niftorim milomar tachnun. And that is why all are exempt from saying tachnun. Machmas shezu hi simchaso mamish. Because it is their simcha. V'loi mishum simchas achasim. It's a big condition. When a chasin is in shul, and we don't say tachnun, it's not because it's a simcha of the chasin and he's amongst us. That's why we don't say tachnun. It's because when we are in the presence of a chasin, it's our simcha. And on a day of our simcha, we don't say tachnun. On a day of our yom tov, we don't say tachnun. This is priceless. This tulei kohal tachnun. So here we have, and it's worthwhile mentioning, one of the great tragedies of our time is to see the sanctity of marriage and the fidelity of marriage trampled underfoot from the highest in the land, v'hameivin yovin. That's the sadness. And Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said, v'yizkristich hazeyidlzich, dafkin these in yonim. As the goyim do, so do we do. And on top of the problems of assimilation, top of the problems of intermarriage, is that the whole theme, the whole ritual, the whole celebration of marriage has been relegated into something that used to take place in ancient times, in days of yore, as they used to say. But it has nothing at all to do with the modern scene. And we, unfortunately, have inherited some of those concepts from the Goyim, and it is Ladavo Neinu. It is to our sadness and to our sorrow, and it is the price that we pay. And it is no accident that when Bnei Yisrael were told to assemble to leave Mitzrayim, stepping out into the arena of world history as a nation, they were not told to assemble as individuals, they were told to assemble as families. Because the strength of the nation is directly proportional to the strength of the families, not directly proportional to the strength of the individuals. This is something very, very important. Even in the area of learning, even with all the yeshivas, even with all the academies of learning, there is something that you get in the home that you don't get in any yeshiva and any sem. And people don't know this. And I prove it to you. There is a Mishnah in Shkolim, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says there that there were 13 tables in the Beis Hamikdash. And there were 13 boxes for charity. Narrow in the top and wide at the bottom, so somebody naughty wouldn't put his hand in and take, well, that's Katsvetus. Okay. 13 tables and 13 boxes for tzedakah. And there were 13 places where people who came to the Beis Hamikdash used to bow down. But the descendants of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Hananiah Segal HaKehanim, they bowed down 14 times. Asks the Mishnah, what is the 14th that they bow down at? And says the Mishnah, the deer who ate him, pile of wood. Because they had a Kabbalah that the Oron was not taken to Babel at the destruction of the first temple, but it was actually buried under the deer hoit. Says the tasteless Yom Tov. Now what about the other people who never bow down? So the tasteless Yom Tov says, in my opinion, they must be of the opinion that the Oron isn't buried there, but it was taken to Babel, because it's a machlokus in the Gemara in Yomo. Says the author of Sharei Oro, Rav Bergman, son-in-law of Rav Shach, I would like to suggest something different. I would like to suggest, he says, that everybody was told that the Ark was buried there. But you're talking about bowing down. You're talking about having derech eretz for something. Derech eretz for Torah, you're taught in the home. Torah, you can be taught in a yeshiva, in a sem. Derech eretz for Torah, kovet ha-Torah, comes from the home. Shall babies Rabban Gamliel, v'shel beis Rabbi Chananya segana kehanim, who were told by their mothers and their fathers and their zaydas and their babas that the ark is buried there? Kavod HaTorah comes from the home. And that is why they and nobody else bow down. The others knew it, but it was a piece of information. But to have kavod, that's something that comes from the home. And with all that we've said, with all the wonderful proliferation of Torah knowledge and Torah scholarship, and what a joy it is to see Rosh Chodesh Elul and Eretz Yisrael, the entire city of Yerushalayim is flooded with the young men and young women coming to learn Torah. But when we speak about the importance of marriage and the importance of the home, we have to remember the pshat is still v'shinantum levonecha v'dibartamam. That when we teach our children, then it is something completely different. Because it is not only knowledge, it's covet. Hilchus Shabbos they can learn in yeshiva. Derech Eretz for Shabbos they learn only in the home. So on and so forth. So when Rabbi Yankov says that marriage is a national event, the revered gentleman knows of what he speaks. We leave it over here.